15 years ago, chances are you hadn't heard about Chipotle Mexican Grill. Now you can barely find a city in the country that doesn't have at least one. There are more than 1,600 locations. And now Chipotle is teaming up with two Colorado restaurateurs to create a fast casual pizza place. It's called Pizzeria Locale, and it's expanding from Denver to Kansas City, Missouri, and perhaps far beyond. Bobby Stuckey and Lachlan McKinnon-Patterson are the co-founders. They're in Denver. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us what the experience would be like of going into a Pizzeria Locale at this point. How does it work?
Well, this is Bobby speaking. How it works is you walk up and you walk right to the pizzaioli, which is the people who make your pizza. And you look at all these beautiful ingredients. You walk down the make line and they're going to assemble your pizza in front of you. Then you might want to have a slice of prosciutto San Daniele. It'll be sliced for you. And then while that happens, your pizza is made in about 2 minutes.
How do you make a pizza in 2 minutes?
Well, that's a good question. So, you know, we have the original Pizzeria Locale in Boulder, which is, where all the pizzas are cooked in a traditional Neapolitan oven that's all powered by wood. And when we set out to do, you know, kind of a spin on Pizzeria Locale and this joint venture was created with Chipotle, we designed with some engineers over the period of a couple of years, just an incredible oven that simulates the traditional Neapolitan pizza experience, but can do it for, you know, one pizza after another, but still is run by a chef, right? So you're still cooking each individual pizza individually for that particular customer.
And you can put more than one pizza in the same oven at the same time, or is it only one pizza per oven at one time?
No, we can put lots of pizzas. Hmm. It's fabulous.
And it doesn't taste like microwaved pizza, which, as we all know, is not quite as good as when you put it in the oven.
Yeah, no, it's real cooking, and we simulate the char and the crispiness and the softness, you know, that you crave in a pizza, and it's all done in, you know, minute 50, 2 minutes.
What have you learned from Chipotle about what works and what doesn't in doing a restaurant like this? As you described it, it sounds like a Chipotle. I'm imagining a Chipotle, but with pizza, where somebody's standing there making your pizza, and then instead of getting chips and guacamole, you can get, as you said, some prosciutto. And then instead of getting a margarita, which they do serve at a lot of Chipotles, you can get a glass of wine. What have you learned from Chipotle?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of people who want to emulate Chipotle for a lot of great reasons. And what do? They try to make it look like a Chipotle. And that's kind of the most obvious. But Lachlan and I come from a fine dining background. And in fine dining, you think about one restaurant for decades. Chipotle has really taught us how to grow people and how to inspire people that work with us so you could do more than one. And that is the intangible that you don't see unless you're in it. And that's what's so phenomenal. Making the make line and copying a make line of a Chipotle is one thing, but to be able to grow your employees and inspire them is the most important thing we've learned.
You're saying you see your employees at these original shops going out and opening up their own elsewhere?
Yes.
Why Kansas City?
Well, Kansas City, you know, Bobby and I have traveled there over the years. We make some wine in Italy under another company we own called Scarpetta Wines. And so, you know, through our, you know, history in the restaurant industry and, you know, our fellow colleagues that are sommeliers and chefs, and then through selling wine in that market, Bob and I were, you know, just incredibly attracted to, you know, what's going on in Kansas City food-wise. And it's a really emerging market. We have a lot of great friends there, and we thought it would be a perfect fit for Chipotle. For PL.
Because I have to say, when I read that you were opening one in Kansas City, I thought, okay, this is where you go and you try out something to see if all of America is going to be interested in something that so far had been of interest to people in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, Denver is a really good litmus test for that, to be honest. I mean, it's certainly not Chicago or New York or L.A., and so I think we're doing that, you know, and it really challenges us to be disciplined. And as Bobby said, we don't really focus on a lot of things except for, you know, the ingredients, the people that work with us, and, you know, trying to produce an incredible dining experience for the guests. So really the basics that we're doing in Denver, we're going to try to take that to Kansas City and see, how it's received.
Who are your biggest competitors?
Well, you know, the pizza space, especially in this, you know, fast casual arena now, is getting rather saturated. You know, there's a lot of competition, and quite frankly, I would say that, you know, any fast casual restaurant or anyone who's trying to redefine the way people think about and eat fast food would be a competitor. So we don't really focus on what other pizza places are doing. We just really try to remember that if we stick to the basics and stick to the food and sourcing great ingredients and cultivating great people, that you know, that we think over a long period of time, Pizzeria Locale has a great future.
You're saying at one point even Chipotle could be a competitor of yours?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, and I think if you ask them, they would say that, you know, in the short term, when people open up restaurants, near them, in the short period, you have people, you know, gravitating to check that concept out or check out that restaurant. But they really believe that sticking to what their strengths are, over time, people migrate back.
How big do you want to get?
I think we, of course, you would love to have a lot of Pizzeria Locales. I think really we haven't written down ever, oh, this is where we want to be. We want to have 10. We want to have 100. I think Lachlan and I and Chris and Jordan, who help create it with us, who work with us, is that every day we want to just say, okay, how good can we make this one? And now that we've opened a second, how good can we make the second one? And we'll just deliberately just do it one step at a time. But we've never, and this really mind boggles people. People are like, "What? You don't want to have XYZ?" And we're like, "Well, we'll see." You know, it's one step at a time. It's really deliberate, and we've honestly never written down a number that we want to have. We just want to make the next one better and see what happens.
Well, if you are successful and these restaurants start showing up all over the place, and in a few years from now, next to every Chipotle, there's a Pizzeria Locale, let me ask you right now, what's the best thing on the menu?
So I'd say I love just the margarita is my favorite.
And Bobby?
You know, my gut instinct is to say a margarita because that's what I order most often. But if I was coming in for the first time, I'd have one person get the margarita and one person try something that they haven't had, maybe something they've never seen before, you know, something topped with arugula and ham or have some sliced prosciutto, because, you know, if you travel to Italy and you have prosciutto to Parma or prosciutto San Daniele in Italy, this happens to everybody. They come home and they go to their local gourmet store and they buy some prosciutto and they go, why is it that prosciutto isn't as good here as it is in Italy? Well, here in the United States, most people don't take the time to slice it right. And in Pizzeria Locale, you have an antique hand slicer that you can slice it just as well as you can in one of the greatest restaurants in Italy in a Pizzeria Locale. And so that'd be something I think everyone should have.
Could also be all the grappa that you were having while you were in Italy and just made everything taste better.
That could be true.
Well, I just have one suggestion for you way down the road. If you ever decide to do this, you should put ham, pineapple, and jalapenos on the same pizza. That's a good one.
There you go. Well, you know, I grew up in Canada, so I've tasted that combination many times.
It's tasty, isn't it? It's good.
It really is.
Bobby Stuckey and Lachlan McKinnon Patterson, they're the co-founders of Pizzeria Locale, which is a joint venture with Chipotle, and maybe you'll be seeing one near you sometime soon. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on.
And one other piece of news involving Chipotle today, employees at some Colorado Chipotle restaurants are suing, claiming they had to work without pay. The lawsuit claims Chipotle violated the Fair Labor Standards Act, saying to keep labor costs down, employees were required to punch out before they finished working. Other employees in other states have also filed suit claiming the same thing. No word yet from Chipotle, but we will keep following this story.